80% of American Catholics say they are either angered by or dissatisfied with the church's handling of the scandal involving sexual misconduct by priests. A lot of lay Catholics say this scandal is a symptom of stubborn problems within the church hierarchy. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
Change comes slowly in the Roman Catholic Church, but Christina Trainer, the chair of the religion department at Northwestern University, says the current levels of dissatisfaction within the church may force the hierarchy to cede some of its authority.
Significant change happens when a large number of people at all levels of the church are concerned about an issue. We haven't seen conservative and liberal Catholics uniting on very many issues, political or theological, in the last 10 or 20 years. This is one issue, I think, that can unite lay Catholics in this country.
But unity without action won't produce change. The question is whether the anger and dissatisfaction is strong enough to provide lasting reform. Paul Beyer thinks it is. Beyer is one of the founders of a lay group called Voice of the Faithful. The organization was formed in January, and in a little more than 2 months, they have grown from 10 people in a single Boston area parish to more than 150 from 12 other parishes.
Our biggest challenge right now is keeping up with all the churches, the parishes that have been contacting us who want to set up their own Voice of the Faithful group within their own church.
Beyer says the church needs to be more open and transparent, and he says that will require leadership from below as well as from above.
If you go back even to the 1500s, a laity taught the church that the earth actually went around the sun versus the sun going around the earth. Since then, I think a laity has learned a lot about the value of women, has learned a lot about the sexual revolution and sexuality, and has learned a lot about representative government.
But some say it's not just the laity that has to be empowered. Lisa Cahill is a professor of ethics in the theology department of Boston College. She says local priests need to have more of a voice, too, and that perhaps bishops should have some history in the diocese they're chosen to lead.
Bishops are placed in dioceses by being pulled from somewhere else because they've been responsive to the upper levels of the hierarchy. They come in without much of a local support base, and they're, you have to wonder whether their primary loyalty is still toward the upper echelons rather than to the people that they're meant to serve.
Right now, all eyes are on Boston, where rumors are rife that Cardinal Law may indeed be about to resign. Many believe that could provide an opportunity for even more radical reforms, but Professor Cahill warns that the fall of Cardinal Law might just as easily strengthen the hand of the hierarchy. Remember, she says, it would be the Vatican that would name his replacement.
I seriously doubt that they would send in anyone who is committed to change of any great extent. So you might have a pastoral response that would diffuse some of the anger. In a year, mobilization for change would have gone away and no serious change would have happened.
But Scott Appleby, an expert on American Catholicism at Notre Dame University, says although the hierarchy has been successful in blunting the effects of scandal in the past, this time it may not be that easy.
This is not going to go away as it has in the past, not only because of the depth of the scandal and the focus of the national media, but because now laity are losing confidence and trust in the church, and that's a serious crisis, and everyone knows it has to be addressed.
Appleby says the only question now is how long the current passion for reform will burn and how deep and lasting the reforms will be. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.